Blog Talk Radio.
Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Walking on the Sidewalk. I am your host, psychic medium Kevin Baird, and I want to thank you for being here on this Monday, the last Monday of January. Hi, hello, how are you? And we're just going to jump straight into the call queue. So we're going to go with the first caller. Hi, hello, how are you? You're hearing your microphone become unmuted. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm Fran.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello. Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can now.
Okay, good.
I just wanted to know what you see me relationship-wise.
Okay. All right, straight away, what's coming up for you is, well, I read with the images I designed myself, and I'm looking at the guilt card, and it's associated with the time 247, and it's facing you. So this is something that is happening, has happened, or about to happen for you. And then the second one is... And the second one is the agreement card, to where you're going to be making an agreement with somebody or group or organization, and it's associated with the time 242. So how it comes with relationship for you, whether it's intimacy, friendship, best friend, you know, best friend forever, that kind of stuff, is that there's some kind of sort of like curtain of drama that you're going to have to get past, and then the way will be cleared for you. And I see that happening for you for like either this week, because we're just starting, or next week. So what was your relationship question?
Well, I just want to know if the person I had been with, that's the drama, is has been, you know, faithful, sexually faithful, because there's an ex-wife on the side who uses sexuality and other, you know, methods to get what she wants, and she wants more child support or money or something.
I see. Well, I think the agreement message, again, associated with the time 242, and it's facing you, and that you can go back later to templeofgaia.com and look at the image. It shows people sitting down and signing an agreement. I think this is the breakthrough that you've been waiting for. And
but you
that
feel
court,
it'll be genuine?
I do. My sources say that. This is the information that comes through, you know, it sort of like from divinity, that kind of stuff. Yeah, so I would say the curtain that you've been waiting for to go up so that the new, you know, what is it, play can begin for you on the stage of your life begins now.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, next friend on the line. Hi, hello, how are you? How can I help you? What's going on? You're hearing your microphone becoming unmuted, if not already.
Hello? Hello?
Are you there? Yes.
Hello,
hi.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi. Hello?
Hi. Hi. Happy Monday.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Thank you for taking my phone call. My question is, I just went on one date with somebody. I just broke it off with someone else last night, and we're going on a second date. Do you see anything with that? And do you see me work? I just applied for a receptionist job at a nursing home, and then I just asked where I'm working at a school for more hours, and they might say yes. What do you see going on?
All right, well, let's go ask your first question, and we'll look at that.
Well, I guess the job. I just talked to the secretary's principal today, and I said if there's more hours, keep me in mind, and someone's supposed to retire or quit.
Okay, fantastic. Well, while we were connecting on the line, I was bringing your microphone online, and I was hearing what you were talking about. I reshuffled my deck here just because I like for it to be fresh with the images that come out, and we've had a repeat of the agreement card coming out. Just right along with you following the last caller, it seems like we're in a season for, you know, agreements, like things finally being signed on the dotted line. And for everybody that's listening, since this is a trend that's starting, so whether you're listening now live or you guys that are out there in the chat room or in the call queue, that we have agreements that are lined up for us. Every one of us that are listening, so whether it's archive a year from now or 6 months or whatever. So for you, I see an agreement being made to where it's going to go through for your job thing you're wanting to know about, And also, I'm looking at the channeling card, and it's associated with the time 5:15, and it shows sort of like manna from heaven, like there's so much abundance happening for you that you only have this little kind of bowl and that you're trying to catch it the best that you can, but there will be plenty to come back and pick up later. So it looks good for the job situation for you.
Well, do you see me getting the receptionist job or am I getting more hours at the school?
Whatever it is that you get approved for.
Okay.
So if you're waiting for some kind of approval or signature or something like that.
Well, I don't have any approval yet. I just put the resume, I just put the application in today. They have to look at it and call for interviews. And then I just talked to the principal secretary today about more hours.
Okay.
So I think
it's the one. I think it's the one where you put the resume in.
Really?
Or it could be both, really, fitting in with that. Because the channeling card talks about things beginning right now.
Yeah, well, the lady's going to retire. She's going to retire by March 1st, end of February, so.
Okay. All right, next question.
What do you see with love life?
All right, looking at that. It looks like with this thing that's coming up for, like, the job and career change or, you know, transformation or augmentation, really, is that you'll have relationship that will come out of that for you, and it looks like it will last some 10 years.
I hope longer than that.
Well, you know, a lot of us are like, yeah, we're good for like 10 years, but with the way life is going right now and people in relationships, set your goal for 10 years, and then decide from that point on going forward. Don't lock in to 30, you know. Lock in to 5 or 10 or something like that, and then make an agreement to be more or less from that time forward. And also I'm looking at, and that's the associated with the card projects, and the time that it's associated with is 7:17. I'm also looking at the deja vu card, and for me, deja vu is one to where you dream about it and then you see it happening. So, and that's associated with the time 7:16, and both of these are facing you. So this means good stuff coming up for you. I see this as a good season happening for you. Now, the thing is that some of the other people around you will not be so successful. So don't be tooting your horn too much about how all this great stuff is happening. Just listen to what and how people are complaining about how their life sucks. And don't really carry on about how things have really improved for you, because I'm seeing you escaping from like a dolphin net or something that you're stuck in from something in the past where other people are going to stay there until they get the picture, but you are out of it.
Okay. Well, that's great. Thank you.
Yep. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, next friend on the line. Hi, hello, how are you? You're hearing your microphone becoming unmuted. How can I help you?
Hello?
Hello. Yes, we're here. You're live on Blog Talk Radio, Walking on the Sidewalk with me, Kevin Baird.
Hello?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello. Hello, hello. Must be something crazy going on with Blog Talk Radio tonight, their network lines or something. Are you there?
Hello?
Hello. We're here. I'm hearing you.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, I can hear you.
Hi. Oh,
there
great.
We go. Better.
I kept saying hello. Hi, Kevin. How are you?
Yes. Good. What's going on?
I have two questions. One of them is I have a friend that's been a friend for a long time. He's an elderly gentleman. He lives in Boston. I live in California. And I haven't heard from him in a month. I've sent two cards. He did send me a card for New Year's. But I wanted to know, will our relationship resume you know, it's not, he doesn't answer the phone ever, you know, so it's hard to get a hold of him. There's no answering machine, but he hasn't called me at all, and I don't know if something's wrong, or, I mean, will our relationship resume? Will he call me, or will I get a hold of him, or?
Yep, I see him inviting you to come out to, to
fabulous.
See him.
Oh,
and
that's great.
Yeah, what I get from that is, I'm looking at the rising sun associated with the time 3:16, and it talks about things happening in the east where the sun rises. And then I'm also looking at the want card, and it's associated with the time 10 o'clock. And this one, it's facing away from you. So when things face away from you, it's about related to the people's situations and things happening around you. So this guy is going to be looking at what it is that you want. Now, it looks like he's had some kind of storm troubles in and around his property, and that he's been trimming the trees or working with issues related to that. So it could be the phone lines are down, or that he just doesn't want to tell people about his drama. But I see him finally sort of like throwing his hands up. It's like, all right, come out. Can you help me? I'm really stuck. I need your help.
Good. Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Also, I'm on the internet trying to meet someone.
Okay.
And I'm going to different lectures, and, you know, I feel good, I look good, and, you know, I'm just ready. I haven't been in a relationship for 6 years. I've been, you know, was traveling and doing my thing and nurturing myself, but now I'm ready to share my life with someone. Do you see someone coming in?
All right, I'm having a quick look at that.
Thank you.
Now, I am looking at, interesting, I'm looking at the lens card, and it's L-E-N-S, and it's associated with the time 7:30, and it's about medical stuff.
Hmm.
And that tells me that there is a doctor in your future for this. Because it's facing away, it's about the people, situations, and things and how they look at you. And because you're asking about relationship, it looks like he is like a doctor. And I get something like Nathan or Nathaniel and some kind of Hathaway as the last name. Nathaniel or Nathan Hathaway. Or it could be like Hemingway or something, but I get Hath, you know, H-A-T-H, I think that's how you spell it or whatever. Go ahead.
Oh, go on. No, my last name is very similar to that.
Okay. So that's
what
you'll have in common. So that will be the icebreaker then, which is perfect. It's like, oh, we almost have the same sounding kind of name or whatever. Now, this guy, it looks like he's done something connected to that place where there's been the volcanoes or that there's been a volcano eruption or something related to that. I know that we got stuff happening like that over in Greece. We got stuff that's happening down in Colombia, you know, right there, the connection between South America and North America.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm looking at the introspection card and associated with the time 7:40, and it shows someone who's looking down in a hole. So it can be one just where he's trying to find himself by looking in a volcano or looking at seismic things or whatever. So that will give you an idea or prepare yourself for dialogues that will come up related to him as well. And I see that happening for you when you're invited to go to a party or a get-together or maybe a gallery showing or something, and then you just happen to bump into him. It's like, you know, where they have hors d'oeuvres and, like, champagne flutes, that kind of stuff. So it sounds sort of ritzy.
Oh, wow. Sounds good. Yeah, I like going to those kind of things.
Yep. So go to the next one, and I bet you run into Nate.
Oh, all right. Super. Wow, I'm excited. Will I be staying, when he invites me out there, will I stay for a while? You know, like a month or two, or?
Okay. I'm going to look at that real quick here for you.
Okay. No.
It looks like he could be asking you to maybe consider moving out there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm up for that. I would definitely do that. Yeah.
Now, are there any people that would follow you out there?
Well, I do have a sister who lives with me. She's 12 years younger. I'm 59. She's like 47.
Okay.
But
yeah.
She kind of works here and everything. But I would keep my apartment because she's living with me.
Okay, I see. Well,
yeah.
I think that she may end up deciding to throw her hands up in the air and maybe decide to move with you just for a different area or something. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that's exciting. I'd love to have her. Okay.
Yeah. That's what I see.
Wow. All right, you're super. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Hang in there.
Bye-bye.
Yep, bye. Bye. All right, next friend on the line. Hi, hello, how are you? You're hearing your microphone becoming unmuted. How can I help you?
Hello, this is Sandy. I would like to know what you see for love life for me.
All right, getting a closer look at that. Let's see, just doing a quick shuffle.
Okay.
And as a psychic professional, and just as like a little sidebar thing, I chose to read with divination cards, whether it's tarot, the runes, or whatever, because I was like a psychic professional, you know, intuitive consultant, to where I would see like 10 or 15 people in the day.
Wow.
And
okay.
For those people who are able to, who don't need any tools or whatever, I was able to, like, be to their side a little bit and listen to their consultations, and that they
wow.
tended to give the same reading to client after client after client.
Okay.
So with tools, with and the images that I have in front of me are, I consider to be a little higher echelon than the regular tarot, and my deck is called the Horizon Oracle, and it's 111 images. So my point is,
wow.
is that if you are seeing a psychic professional or talking to one or whatever
mm-hmm.
and that they don't use any kind of tools whatsoever and that they've talked to 10 or 15 people in the day, you really got a question.
Wow.
Is that
yeah.
bleed over from the last session or not? And they'll tell you, oh, no,
okay.
it's not. It's totally clean, totally clear, whatever. So I'm just sharing with you why I use the Horizon Oracle. All right, so we're looking at relationship for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's interesting is that I was just shuffling while we were talking. I wanted to make sure we had a good, fresh shuffle going on for you. And I've
mm-hmm.
brought up the 730 card again, the lens, L-E-N-S. I don't know if you're listening before, but this is the medical message. Remember,
okay.
it was that Hathaway guy that was
yes.
connected, Nathaniel Hathaway or something?
Mm-hmm.
So what is your medical connection?
Medical connection.
Yes. You know, like health, could be Reiki, could be herbs, could be a friend who's deep in the medical profession or something?
My daughter's in the medical profession.
Okay. All right. So she's a doctor or internist or something like that?
She works for hospice.
Okay. Okay. What I see for you with this is that somebody that she knows, you will get introduced to. And you will
oh.
somehow be joining into her circles of people who are following some kind of medical thing.
Okay.
And that's where you'll find someone who you can talk about tech and, you know, shop and business, but also intimacy and nice things to do for each other, that kind of stuff.
Hmm.
Now, what that will also mm-hmm. segue into is an invitation for you to go and maybe consider taking another class. Or it could end up being just like a weekend seminar or something like that. Do you
okay.
have any of those lined up?
No, I don't.
Okay. So we're looking at 730, the lens card facing you, and then we're looking at the study card facing away from you. And it shows someone in a library with a book open on a table, and there's a shelves full of books behind them, and it's associated with the time 848. So this is talking about potentially a life-changing situation coming for you to where you were a firefighter at one time, and now you're going to go and be a scuba diver or something, or, you know, go and be a ceramic painter person, or, you know, paint frogs, or, you know, I'm
okay.
trying to show
yes.
it going from one extreme to the next.
One extreme to the other, yes. Wow. That
and it could also be, it also, it could be likely that you're at a past lives crossroads. Now, do mm-hmm. you have a scar that you've had since birth? Or a birthmark,
as a small kid. I've got a mark that I've had since I was really, really little. It's not a birthmark, mm-hmm. but it's a mark that I've had on my hand.
Okay. Okay. That, I feel, was a stamp that was left over from a past life. And that sort of was to remind you of who you were then, and that some of it will be carrying forward into this life. Now, how are you savvy with your hands? Like, what's your technique? What is it that you're creative, or you design, or compose?
I work with my job consists of working with my hands.
Okay. All right. You don't have to go into detail.
Okay.
This is a past life destiny for you that has sort of anchored itself so it could be brought into this one as well. So you're going to find things that will happen that will remind you of things that happened to you when you were a child, and it's sort of like bringing the two ends of the string together and making a full circle, tying the knot, getting some closure, cleaning up some karma.
That I think I do need to do. That sounds good.
Yeah, and watch for the yellow bug, yellow Volkswagen Beetle. Whenever you see that, that's a message from your spirit guide, divinity, you know, higher self, that everything's going to be okay and to move on to the next thing that you are that you normally worry about.
Okay, that
the
makes sense
bug.
Too. The yellow bug.
Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I've been
Thank
talking
you.
About the yellow bug for years, you know, like 10 years, something where it's like, okay, when you see the yellow bug, that means everything's going to be okay. Don't worry. Stop worrying.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not worrying about anything and you see the yellow bug, it's basically a hug bug or just reminding you that everything is going to be continuing to be okay.
Wow. Okay. That sounds good. Yes, because I have seen some of those. I have
now, it can
seen
be,
those, so thank you.
It can be in magazines. It can be,
mm-hmm.
you know, in a picture somewhere. I also have friends who write for primetime Hollywood, and that they've taken the yellow bug message and wrote them into two of their shows. Grimm, and the other one is Once Upon a Time.
Okay. Wow.
I don't know if you've ever seen those shows or whatever.
No, but I want to now.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's how a yellow bug works. It just starts to show up everywhere.
Just shows up.
Yeah.
Makes
hug
sense.
Bug, basically.
Well, thank
All righty.
You.
Well,
I
thanks
appreciate
for calling.
That. Yes,
You're
have
welcome.
A great day. Mm-hmm.
You too. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, next friend on the line. You are hearing your microphone becoming unmuted. Hi, hello. How are you? How can I help you?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
My name is Keisha, and I had some questions. I'm having an issue with the bank and them holding some of my funds. Do you see them releasing the hold on the funds?
All right. That's pretty crazy. I do see them releasing it, but I do see them setting something up for you to where you have a bunch of work cut out for you and that you don't have the freedom that you had before. So it's like, okay, you know, whatever was happening before that was very, you know, flexible, it might be a little more restricted now because I'm looking at the want card associated with the time 10 o'clock and it's facing you, and I'm also looking at the obsession card associated with the time 7:18 facing you as well. And the obsession card is about you having all your eggs, but not all of them. Like some of them get lost and they're not recoverable, and that you're focusing on the things that you've lost and not the things that you possess. So
yeah, no, that might be true. Because
so,
I'm sitting up here, and I'm sitting up here so mad about everything I done lost, but I'm not counting my blessing, too, because I do have a lot, you know? Like, I have more than a lot of other people, so I probably need to count my blessings. Is that
yeah.
what you're trying to tell me?
Yes.
Okay.
So
also,
you can go. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to say you can go to my website, templeofgaia.com, and see
mm-hmm.
the 718 card and see what it talks
mm-hmm.
about for obsessions.
Okay.
Gives you an idea on that. And what were you going to say?
I was just wondering maybe what did you see coming up in my love life?
All right. I'm taking a quick look at that. I see you getting flowers at Valentine's Day.
Flowers?
Flowers. Yep.
From who? From who?
It's a spiritual person who believes in out-of-body experiences.
Wow. I don't know who that might could be.
Yeah, and I get the name that they are. They would have a name like a rock star that was back in the sort of like 60s and 70s, and I get straight away Donnie. Like, it could be Donnie Osmond, or it could be Michael, or it could be Jack or Jackson or something.
This. My ex's name, they call him Mookie, but his real name is Don.
Okay. Hmm.
Yeah, so it might be him sending them.
I see.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so
wow.
He could end up being the one, you know.
Who sends the flowers.
Yes.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Yep, you're welcome.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Bye-bye.
All right, next friend on the line. Hi, hello, how are you? How can I help you?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. Kevin, I called you last week for the first time, and I asked you about a gentleman that I hadn't heard from since
mm-hmm.
New Year's Eve on the phone. Well, you told me about construction across the street, and I said, well, I live in housing. Well, the day after I spoke to you, the gentleman who lives across the street passed away, and he lived alone. So they have to redo the whole unit over when people move. So
mm-hmm.
that must have been the construction.
Okay.
You were talking
sure,
about.
Absolutely.
But I just wanted to let you know that. And I have a question. That gentleman did end up coming over to my house Saturday evening. How do you feel he feels the night went? And does he feel any closer to me? Or?
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm doing a quick shuffle from our
yeah.
last session there. All right. Okay, I'm looking at him feeling like he is too far from you.
Oh, no, we talked about that. He lives very far.
Mm-hmm. And
on his,
I'm looking
yeah,
at
go ahead.
I'm looking at the 616 facing away, and the title for this card is Sharing, and it shows someone who is trying to carry three glasses of something to people who are like 50 or 500 yards away from them. So it talks about sharing things over a distance. Now, the plus that's coming in here for you and what's facing you is the drawing card associated with the time 643, and it shows you praying over a flower that's got some good growth going on, that there's a single drop coming down from a single cloud that's up in heaven. So there is a potential for things to get really a lot better than what they have been. I think I've drawn this card for you before.
I only spoke to you once.
Again.
I don't remember the flower.
Yeah.
Praying over a flower.
Mm-hmm. I might have worded it differently, but I think I remember I was talking about, well, in this situation, the drawing card shows someone praying over a flower and that they could try to rush the flower for growing and try to pull on it so it grows faster or whatever, but it ends up getting uprooted or whatever. So this talks about don't rush the growth and that he is going to work to make the distance between the two of you shorter, whether it's him finding a way to get you closer or he closer to you.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, that was another thing. You said that to me, basically. His house is up in the market, and I didn't know it was up in the market. I know he talked about it, but I didn't find out. And he had asked me what I was looking for in a relationship. And I don't know if he was trying to get the message across that maybe he would have me move in with him wherever he went.
Right.
I don't know if you get that either.
Well, right now I'm looking at, I'm looking at the busy card, and it's associated with the time 7:07, and it shows you going from one bed, like where you're sleeping, to the bed of a truck, and that, okay, we got to get going and moving right away. So I think what's going to happen is that he gets a lot of things to fall into place really quickly, and that he's going to expect you to sort of like just pick up and move, because I'm also looking at the 7:11 card, and it's facing you in this situation to where it shows someone who's handing you a whole new world. And that's the title for the card, 7-Eleven, and the title is A New World.
I looked up all these numbers on your site, so I'm going to go back and look at them.
Yes. So, and what's funny is 7-Eleven follows 7-07, and I just finished shuffling the card significantly, and I tried to pull from the center of the deck, so there's no way that any kind of order, you know, a sequence could be had. So this talks about a bing, bang, boom of things happening for you.
What, the 7-Eleven or the 7-07?
Yeah, the 7-07 is about you having to move fairly quickly. Like, he gets things set up to where you can start moving. So you could find yourself moving out of where you are and be done.
Yeah. Do you have an idea how soon? August.
If not before.
Do you have a feeling if his house is going to sell soon?
Okay, I'll look at that.
Because he didn't know if he'd have enough to put down for a down payment on another house or go live with his brother.
I see. It looks like his house could be sold, sort of go to closing, I would say probably by the 10th of March.
So he would he go after that live with his brother, or do you think he would go right to a house?
Well, I'm looking at the Discoveries card. First, I'm looking at delegating associated with the time 7:14, and that shows somebody handing somebody off, you know, a bunch of gears. And this is about, it's almost like, here, take all this. I don't want it anymore, or whatever kind of thing. So
he would do that.
Okay, and then here with the 307 with the title Discoveries happening, it shows that he finds a find of a lifetime as an opportunity. It's almost like fate had put something in place for him,
like a house.
Yes, or a place to live, or just, you know, fate is going to smile upon him over the next 4 months. So I see you looking out from a deck, you know, looking out over either a nice Everglade or a nice place where you can look out over like a bay or something like that.
Oh, over the water.
Yes. And it was very nice and sunny, you know, seagulls flying overhead. And you thinking about our reading right now.
I'm sorry, hon?
And you thinking about the reading that we're having right now, it's almost like, wow, it really happened.
Yeah, because I've been told several times I'm going to be by the water because of a relationship. Wow, and you don't think that part, I wouldn't move till August.
I think you could see yourself there by August. So you would be moving in between then.
Wow.
So I would say, be looking around your house now and what you would take with you and what you would leave behind or put on the curb, honestly.
Yeah, no, I think that's him more so because his wife died, and I think he just wants to get rid of a lot of – he wants to walk away from a lot of stuff.
Mm.
Could that be him?
Very likely with the delegating card. Yeah. It's almost like he wants to just go and maybe get a house that's already renovated, has furniture in it, so he doesn't have to bring any memories with him, maybe.
Oh, and I have a whole house full of furniture.
Mm-hmm. Well, it wouldn't be his memories. It would be yours you would bring along, so that would
right.
be okay.
And I've lived alone, so. Oh, wow, mm-hmm. that was a great read. I really love that deck of yours. Do you
Thank
sell
you.
Them on your
I do. On
really?
My website, I do. Yes. Yep.
And does it come with a book or anything?
It does, yes.
To learn it?
Yep.
Okay, can you give me a website again?
Yes, templeofgaia.com. There's a link on the marquee page where you found
okay.
the show.
Yeah.
And you can get to it that way, too.
Okay. Well, that sounds great. And you think it would work out then once I got there, or do you think I'd be miserable? And I'll let you go.
Well,
what
I was being shown for you standing on the deck is that the temperature was perfect, nice breeze blowing. You might have just had breakfast or something, had a cup of Joe in your hand, and just finally feeling like you're able to start living, finally.
Wow. That sounds so good. Well, thank you, Kevin.
Yeah.
That was an
yeah.
excellent reading. And I just wanted
You're
to give
welcome.
You that feedback from last week. That's coming out, too. So,
yeah. And,
okay.
And, you know,
yeah.
And, you know, rest in peace, the friend who passed away across the street. You know,
yes.
I guess he was
I didn't know him all that well, but he was a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
He was what?
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
I might have missed it. I just was getting a lot of information. And you didn't know him very well?
No, I didn't.
Do you know
if I saw him go outside by his car? Or,
do you know if he lived in your unit ever?
He lived in another one. He lived in this complex before.
Mm-hmm.
He's lived here for 30-something years, I guess.
Okay.
But he was in another building years and
okay.
years ago before I came here, and then they moved him across the street.
Okay. Well, I think he sees you as his girlfriend.
What? He's dead.
No, back, like, when he was alive, and that he saw you when he saw you, and that you were nice to him, that he held you as sort of like the goddess symbol for all women in his life.
Well, how do you like that? No, I wonder if that's someone else who lived across the street from me that I'm still in contact with, and we're just friends.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm talking to somebody who passed away.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. So.
That's real nice.
I see him sending you a hug, basically.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So. You know, say out loud what it is, the things that you want to see happen when you think about it, and that your angels will do the best that they can to make that happen.
Okay.
And that he will be sort of like your concierge spirit, if you will, to try to make the things that you want to see happen, happen.
All right.
Like
Thank
a spirit
you
guide
so much.
Is another way of putting that? Sure. You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye now. Alrighty, next friend on the line. Hi, hello, how are you? You're hearing your microphone becoming unmuted. How can I help you? Hello? Hello? BTR microphones are... Hi, I can hear
Hi,
you.
How are you today?
Good. What's going on?
I'm just open to whatever messages you have.
Okay. Alright, I'm doing a quick shuffle here. And again, I'm reading from a deck I designed myself called the Horizon Oracle. I read with the tarot, the Robin Wood version, for like 15 years. And when I would, you know, draw two or three cards in a reading, that a specific image would come out associated with the three cards. Well, after the 15 years of that and the three and four card groups and that kind of stuff, I started getting this higher level imagery that's related to divination information. And I took that information and put it into the deck that I designed into what I call the Horizon Oracle. And that's what I'm reading with today. I consider myself the primary student of it because I'm still getting the messages. It's 111 images that have like 10,721 possibilities of combinations. I had someone do the math for me some time ago. And I'm telling you all this while I'm shuffling the cards so we have a fresh stack of information lined up for you. All right. So, all right, you just want to know general information for you?
Yes. What do I need to know? Mm-hmm. Or sometimes you get the best stuff when you're open.
I know, absolutely. All right, so what's interesting is that the last caller, we got the drawing card associated with the time 6:43, and I invite you, I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Cheryl.
Okay, Cheryl. I invite you to go back and listen to the show because we've had so many cards that have one followed the other, like one reading would follow the other reading, and there's 111 possibilities. And now, like the first reading that I did today had the card from the first reading follow, but in reverse into the second reading. And now we're looking at yours, which is the drawing card, and it's in reverse, where for the last friend that called, it was facing us in the message. So in a nutshell, the message for you here is something about you're looking to grow or to improve, get better than what it has been, and also something that's related to past lives, connection with somebody that's around you. So with the past lives message, it can be one to where there's someone that's going to be coming into your life that you will feel like you've known forever, even though you're meeting them for the first time, or it can be someone that you met and knew when you were 10, and now they're coming back into your life to sort of like catch up on like what you've been doing while you've been away from each other, and we're doing this thing and doing that thing or whatever. And I feel like they're going to make a connection with you that will help your present situation transform into something being more significant than what it has been. So are you trying to cultivate anything, business, ideas?
Well, I'm trying to, I need some help and assistance on a legal matter. Mm-hmm. And I spoke to somebody already, and I'm waiting for a response.
Okay. All right. I'm going to look a little deeper into that. Now, is this something that you would like to be rid of, this legal matter? Because I'm looking at the debris card, and it shows someone throwing a bunch of trash away. Now, it's facing away from you, so if it's not something that you're trying to be rid of, it can be also one to where the person that you're having an interaction with or the entity that you're having an interaction with would definitely like to be done with this as well. And I'm being shown the tomorrow card in this, and it shows me that you could see resolution for what it is related to your legal thing happening this week, if not tomorrow. Because
so
I read for like the next 90 seconds to like 90 days out.
So are they going to say yes, they'll help me?
With the past lives card coming in and also with the tomorrow card coming in, with three people bringing you opportunities, I would say yes.
That's a yes, they'll help me?
Yes.
Okay, because so it's a positive outcome. Okay.
Yes. Yep, absolutely.
Okay, what else does it tell me?
That something that's happening to that institution that's related to whatever it is that you want to see resolved or something is going to find themselves in a pot of boiling water or find themselves in hot water, or that they're going to put themselves in hot water, or that attention is going to come to them, that other people are going to sort of like come out of the woodwork about something that you had no idea existed, and that somebody else is going to come in and help you relax and be more comfortable about everything that's happening in your life as you watch this thing that's totally unrelated and unconnected to you unfold. And it's
okay.
Almost like you get to be a fly on the wall
Okay. Because this has been ongoing for a long time, and it's kind of has tentacles, and but anyway, okay.
Got to stay positive.
So this person I talked to is going to help me, is going to say yes. I'll hear from them this week is what you're saying.
Yes.
And he's going to, he will help me. I gave him a bunch of stuff to look at and review. So he's, so it's a yes. He's going to help me.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, are they coming from the east or what's the eastern connection there? East of you.
I have to look at a map. I'm not sure. Okay. They're in a different county.
Okay.
They're towards the mountains.
Okay. Well, I can also say, because I'm looking at the rising sun, that you could end up hearing from them first thing in the morning.
Okay. So I'll get, it's the follow-up appointment. Okay. Just to tidy up paperwork. Okay.
Yeah. And it looks like more people will be added to the team.
Yes. He'll probably have, okay, that makes sense.
Because I'm looking at the delegation or delegating card, delegating responsibilities, things to do, that kind of stuff, associated with the time 7:14, and it's facing away from you. So that means them giving somebody else a bunch of stuff to do.
Okay. This has been a very long journey for me.
Fodder for a book.
Say that?
Fodder for a book, right? Or material for a book. I think that's the word that I want to be using.
This is going to be a book at the end.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I had a who was a screenwriter, and she wanted to do a movie. She couldn't believe the stuff I was telling her and that was happening. And but she passed away, so I guess that goes my screenwriter. But anyway.
Never say never.
I might find myself another screenwriter wanting to do a screen.
Or after it's all said and done, somebody out in the audience who just happens to be connected to that would approach you and say, hey, what would you think about a book deal? Most book stuff comes from court cases here lately.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
This is going to be good. Okay, you know, because I had a... last night I closed my eyes. I've been really stressed about this and not knowing, you know, it's like when you're in transition, it's like can be very stressful. And last night I closed my eyes and I saw someone in my like a shadow in my doorway. And then I opened, there was no one there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to sleep. And then this morning it's like I had this knowing that it was going to be okay. That's kind of weird.
Yeah, it could be like your dad or someone who had passed away who was a protective spirit from family.
Telling me it's going to be okay, he's taking it.
Yeah, that you knew them probably when between the ages of 7 and 13 when they rescued you from something or saved you or something, and that they're here to do it again.
Okay, my dad has passed over.
Okay. Now, are you Scottish or Irish?
No, I'm Swedish and French-Canadian.
Okay. Well, there's a possibility that your bloodline has a bloodline keeper or protector, and that there are spirits and souls who lived at one time, maybe 1,000 years ago, but has always protected the people in the bloodline so that no harm would come to them because that's what they chose to do kind of stuff. They're still here. And I think that's what your spirit was that was in the doorway, you know, blocking things from coming in and bringing you harm or discontent.
Right. Okay.
So, a blessing.
Yes. I've been lucky, okay, because this has had a lot of twists and turns. People would have given up a long time ago.
Yes.
Okay. Any other messages?
I would say I invite you to give them the name Jean-Luc, even though it's coming from, like, the Star Trek, Jean-Luc maybe, or Jacques or something like that. I also want to give, like, Luke, and also, like, there's a wolf name in there as well. So it's like Jack Wolf or something. I don't know if that's a name that runs in your family or if there's a language that, you know, like, I don't know what the word for wolf in
French
is. I
don't know
any
names.
Okay. Well, if it comes to you later, like, you know, your server tomorrow when you're out having lunch, it's like, hi, my name is Jack, and these are the specials.
Right.
And these might be wearing a wolf necklace or something. Then that could be a symbol from your spirit guide that, hey, I'm giving you a representation that I am existing in the world to keep you safe.
Okay.
And what was your name again?
Cheryl.
Cheryl. Okay, Cheryl. All righty.
Okay, I think there's only a couple minutes left.
Yeah. Yep, so, well, thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yep, and good luck, and we'll see you next time.
Okay, I'll let you know how it goes. I'll get some follow-up. Okay, thank you.
Yep, you're welcome. Okay. All right, let's see. I'm looking at seeing where someone was saying something out there in the chat room. Hi, hello you. Tell everybody. Anybody out in the chat room? We got like a minute left or 2 minutes left. If you want to ask a question in text or something. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put out here the song by Diane Arkenstone called Avalon that will bring us to the end of the show. And if somebody out there in the chat room has a question, I'll go ahead and stop the music and I'll get to your question, all right? So here's Diane Arkenstone's Avalon. And that you can find out more about Diane Arkenstone by going to dianearkenstone.com. That's A-R-K-E-N-S-T-O-N-E, all right? And here's Diane.